cannabis user began using marijuana in 2011 after she was injured in a soccer game. Ashley also uses medical marijuana to help handle her insomnia she was diagnosed with in 2008.
I started getting back pain from playing soccer. Not necessarily slip the disc or anything. I'd feel like I just pinched a nerve and I needed something that was going to help me go to sleep easily without having to make me take a lot of pain medicine. I didn't want to take pills. I didn't feel really comfortable taking pills until I started smoking cannabis and I realized, oh, this puts me out like a light. So I would just use it for that instance or whenever I had insomnia when I really couldn't sleep because my mind kept racing.
A recent study conducted in January of 2017 by the National Academics of Science, Engineering, and Medicine reported that chronic pain in patients was significantly reduced when treated with cannabis.
Simons tends to use a variety of medicinal cannabinoids to help with her chronic ailments.
I do different medications of cannabis. I have elixirs that you can drink. I have CBD patches, so whenever my back is hurting, I can put a patch of the CBD ointment on the actual problem, and then it will be able to kind of absolve itself during the day. There's actual little pills now that have the CBD oil syringed and already contained in there, so that's pretty helpful. But then I also smoke, so I smoke, I eat, and I drink a little bit of cannabis.
According to Project CBD, CBD is a cannabis compound that has medical benefits without the hallucinogenics. According to Project CBD, CBD is a cannabis compound that has medicinal benefits without hallucinogenics. Sean Proctor, a manager at Grace Dispensaries, says the most common complaint customers come in with is lack of sleep.
The biggest thing people come in for is probably sleep. Most people want to be able to get to bed. That's the number one that I've encountered in the last few years working here. Most people just want to get to sleep so they can get up and go live a normal day. Most people just want to get to bed. There are other things, anxiety, pain relief from neuropathy to carpal tunnel or what have you. Of course, there's the cancer patients that come in. There's guys from the VA. There's a large vet presence around here. A lot of them will talk about their PTSD and how it helps them just feel normal. But the number one is probably sleep. People want to get to bed.
Proctor explains that the CBD strain is responsible for relieving ailments in users.
So the high CBD strains are the ones getting the credit for all the cancer work. When you hear the Charlotte's Web, those are the ones that have been bred to be really, really high in CBD. So those folks help with the cancer. In general, most of the indicas are going to be what's good for back pain. Indicas tend to have a lot of body relief, tend to be a little more sedating, a little more relaxing. And then again, really good for sleep.
Simons explains that she doesn't trust prescription drugs the way she does marijuana. Cannabis helps to relax her muscle back spasms.
My body is really relaxed and really calm, and I don't get anxious, and I feel very in tuned with myself of when I'm feeling this part of my body is kind of hurt, it's starting to hurt, or this feels tight, let me at least try to massage it out. If that doesn't work, then I'll throw a patch on it, and then after I do that and I go to sleep, I'll wake up and I'll feel better.
Simons admits getting a cannabis card is actually fairly easy. She believes not all doctors go by the book.
Some people go into shady doctor rooms and they go to a doctor that kind of takes your blood pressure. He asks you why you're using it. What are you using for? Who knows about it? And he'll kind of mark some things down on the chart that you felt like you filled out beforehand and whatnot. And then they'll ask you, did an actual doctor medicate you? Some will ask you that. Some will just be like, oh, okay, you don't need it if you don't have an actual doctor on hand or on file with you. So they'll still give it to you.
Simons faced discomfort for a month before her recommendation card was processed, as she didn't feel comfortable with over-the-counter medications.
It would take almost up to a month for you to actually get your recommendation, your medical recommendation, to be able to go into a dispensary. So, like, I would be in pain and not being able to sleep and being a lack of appetite for a whole month until, like, I would actually be able to go to a dispensary and get my medication, because I don't want to take what over-the-counter meds that they have that I don't really know what's in them. I didn't actually watch them be prescribed and everything like that. And so how do I trust it?
Bo Kilmer, a senior policy researcher and co-director of the RAND Drug Policy Research Center, says that doctors can't prescribe to medicinal marijuana users. However, they can give recommendations, and oftentimes the number of medicinal users goes untracked.
Doctors technically aren't allowed to prescribe marijuana. In order to prescribe a drug, it has to be approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. But since this is all illegal under federal law, all doctors can do is they can make a formal recommendation. In California, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, we actually don't know the total number of medical marijuana patients in California. No one keeps track of that. Because, you know, to get one of those recommendations, you just have to go to a physician. They don't necessarily have to report that information to anyone, and the patient doesn't have to report that information. That's different from other states, where, you know, in some other states, if you want to get a recommendation, you actually have to, get one of the cards. You actually have to talk to a doctor, but then you get the recommendation your card from the state government. So then that way it's easier, you can actually then track the number of individuals the number of patients who are eligible to receive marijuana for medical purposes. And so, I mean, different researchers have been doing work trying to come up with their best estimates, but we don't know the precise number. And similarly, in California, no one's really tracking how many doctors are making recommendations. We do know in Colorado that there were some issues with a small number of doctors accounting for a very large share of the recommendations. In fact, I think action was even taken against some of those physicians.
One of the positive outcomes for medicinal marijuana use for Simons is it has drastically improved her insomnia.
Medical cannabis has affected my life in various good ways. Like, I feel like I can actually get a resounding 6 hours to 7 hours of sleep without having to wake up with, like, any night terrors, or wake up with any, like, oh, I woke up at 3 and now my body just doesn't want to go back to sleep. It feels like it's awake. Or my mind will just be racing before I can even try to go to sleep. Like, I remember once before I didn't smoke weed, it was like a test of how I can naturally go to sleep on my own. I didn't have my phone in my bed. I turned off my TV. All my lights are off, and my mind was just racing. And after a while, I checked my phone. It was still 3:00 in the morning, and I was like, "All right, let me see if I can read a book and see if my body will want to go to sleep." And I didn't go to sleep till 5:00 in the morning, and I didn't smoke at all.
Proctor has witnessed the improvements in his customers over the years.
Literally, there's like old ladies coming in here taking a CBD to do one thing or another, and now they don't need as much blood pressure medication. People are taking flower and they don't need to take as many like Norcos. So I've seen it work for people, and I've seen them express to me the difference, and I've seen people start to walk straighter. I've seen people get better sleep. Like, I've actually seen it from people, you know, coming in repeatedly. Of course, there's some people who put use some stuff and they're like, "Oh, this didn't work for me, you know. It's the first time they tried it. They didn't, like, give it a chance to get in the system and all that." That's fine. But I've seen several people who it's worked for.
Public Information Officer for CHP West Valley, Leland Tang, says that a common problem caused for law enforcement is that people don't understand that medicinal marijuana still has negative reactions on them while driving.
The issues have to do with the fact that people don't realize that marijuana does have a negative effect on your reaction time. It's the same effects as alcohol. Alcohol affects the body like a depressant, so it slows everything down. Same thing with marijuana. So the active ingredient, Delta-9-THC, has the same effect. It slows down. It delays reactions. It delays reaction time. So things of that nature. People don't realize that. And so whether it be alcohol or marijuana or even just prescription drugs, they all have an effect where people aren't making wise decisions because they're impaired. And so we need to get the message out that on the same lines where we say, you know, have a designated driver or things of that nature, we need to get that out to the people.
Vermont Henderson, retired correctional sergeant, thinks medicinal marijuana can be useful to people if it is properly taken.
Medical marijuana can be used in a helpful means if there's no other alternative or medication is not resolving the issue of pain under close scrutiny, I think it can be used for those purposes.
Henderson has witnessed marijuana use become a gateway drug for some users and thinks that if people are going to use marijuana for medicinal purposes, they need to be mindful of this.
Just personal experience I've seen, just being in law enforcement, I've seen the use of marijuana lead to other type of drugs to be used. So that's why we have to be very careful in monitoring the use of it if we're going to be using it for clinical aspects.
It just goes to show that we can all agree upon the same facts, but our values and our preferences for risk are going to kind of shape our opinions. So just go in and kind of prove that, and I think that reasonable people can disagree about what we should be doing with marijuana.